Mais d'abord, l'actualité de ce jeudi sport avec Ben Collins. No, there you go. Good morning.
Bonjour, Steve. Good morning, good people. Coming up, players of the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon say victory against Cape Verde this Saturday in one of the 2026 FIFA World Cup qualifiers is non-negotiable. Cameroonian rider Clovis Kamzong Abosol of the Essanage Velo Club consolidates his lead on the general classification of the 20th International Cycling Tour of Cameroon ahead of the Seed Lab today from Douala to Limbe and back to Douala. And Amnesty International warns the World Football Governing Body, FIFA, on human rights over World Cup bids. Those were our major stories. The Minister of Sports and Physical Education will today at 11 a.m. in Yaoundé preside over a second preparatory meeting ahead of two FIFA World Cup qualifiers to pit the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon against the Blue Sharks of Cape Verde on June 8 in Yaoundé and against the Palancas Negras of Angola on the 11th of June 2024 in Luanda. The purpose of this meeting will be to assess the level of implementations from the first preparatory meeting of May 29 and to examine measures taken to ensure an honorable participation of the Indomitable Lions in those two confrontations. In their related development, players and staff of the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon will hold their fifth training session at 2 p.m. today at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé, 48 hours to their World Cup qualifier against Cape Verde. Coach Mark Brice and his assistants will use the in-camera training session to map out their final game plan prior to those two very important clashes. Yesterday, the team communed with their fans that turned out massively at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium during their fourth training session. Excited fans of the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon appreciating Coach Mark Brice's choice of players. They say the presence of some key players. Cameroon is going to triumph over Cape Verde. One of the fans analyzes the team's tactical system after watching them train yesterday.
I think today it has been a little bit intense kind of training because the Cameroon national team itself with all the players, they are here today to make sure that the match on Saturday will be a successful one. So we have seen an attacking formation with the new coach bringing a new system of a fast play because the system of Cameroon has always been a slow play. So new players from the first division, too, they are trying to improve on their strategies. So I think today the training session has been a very, very, very impressive one.
And can you think that we can win the match on Saturday?
Definitely, definitely. What I have observed is that if we have all our attacking machinery like Chopo Moting and Brian Bremo and of course Abubakar with the system the coach is bringing, it's obvious we can win the match 3-4, 5-0.
In the meantime, players of the Indomitable Lions have promised victory to their fans when they first kept Verde in Yaoundé. They were speaking yesterday shortly after their training session in front of a mammoth crowd. Striker of the Indomitable Lions, Eric Maxim Chupu Moting, who admitted they are aware of the stakes of the upcoming matches, also promised they will put in enough energy for the state of Cameroon.
Definitely two very difficult games ahead of us, but yeah, we have a good feeling and we have a good ambience, atmosphere in the team. That's the most important. We concentrate on ourselves. That's the most important. We are here to play football. We are doing well. Two very difficult and important games ahead of us, but we are confident and we play at home. That's the most important and we are happy to play at home.
To be honest, it was like before and I started 2010 and it was always special and it is still very special to play here at home in Stade Omnisport and Yaoundé. You can feel that the public, they just love football and they stand behind us. They're very happy to see us and we will give everything on the pitch on the weekend to win for us, for our families and especially also for the fans and for the people of Cameroon. There's nothing better to play at home, to be honest.
Striker of the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon, Eric Maxim Chupu-Moting, speaking there. Away from football, 47 cyclists taking part in the 20th International Cycling Tour of Cameroon We today compete on the seed lap of the race from Douala to Limbia and back to Douala over a distance of 168 kilometers. In the meantime, Cameroonian rider Clovis Kamsong Abosolo is still keeping the yellow jersey of this international event. In a spectacular manner, Clovis Kamsong Abosolo won the fifth lap of the tour yesterday after covering the 120 kilometer distance from Bafoussam through Chang to Nkongsamba in 2 hours 54 minutes 12 seconds. The Cameroonian cyclist is 2 minutes 14 seconds ahead of the second on the general classification, Sahiri Ayoub from Algeria. One of CRTV's envoys to the race course, Walter Wilson Nana, is already on standby at the takeoff point in Douala. Good morning, Walters, and thanks for joining us on the news.
Good morning, Collins, and welcome to a cool city of Douala that is looking forward to celebrate the 20th edition of the Cameroon International Cycling Tour. After the massive and colorful atmosphere yesterday, Collins in Nkongsamba, crowned with a spectacular entry of Clovis Kamsong Abosolo, donning jersey number 11 at the newly constructed Nkongsamba Grandstand. Action, Collins, have moved to the city of Douala for the seat lap of the Cameroon International Cycling Tour that will cover Douala to Limbe and back to the city of Douala, making it a distance of 168.7 kilometers. The ambience, Collins, is building up progressively out here at the Pay Cut Wheat Ndokoti neighborhood in the city of Douala, precisely in the campus of the Institute Université de Golf, where the cyclists will be taking off to Limbe at about 10 a.m. Collins, it is a serene atmosphere reigning in the Cameroonian camp, and looking forward to another great day of the Cameroon International Cycling Tour as the cyclists and officials continue to saunter into this campus out here, Collins.
Waters, more than 2 minutes ahead of the second on the general classification, Clovis is leading, but the Algerian wonder boy, Sahiri Ayoub, is pressing. Is the yellow jersey at stake?
The yellow jersey, as of now, Collins, is not at stake. Yesterday, Clovis Kamsong Abosolo told the world and told the CRTV that he would do everything in the company of the rest of the Cameroonian cyclists in the Cameroonian national cycling team and those of his colleagues of the SNS cycling team, that they should continue to protect him as he gets into this race beginning today from Douala to Limbe and back to Limbe. If they do like they did yesterday in Bafoussam Chang and in Nkongsamba, the yellow jersey will remain Cameroonian, Colin.
The yellow jersey will remain Cameroonian. What else? Can we have a brief description of how the Douala Limbe Douala lap looks like?
This lap, Colin, is going to take off later this morning, according to officials of the Cameroon Cycling Federation. It's going to take off at 10 a.m. We'll go through, city of Douala from Dokoti, passing through Wrong Point, Dedo, going through Bonaberry, and then taking the Tiko Douala Road, which you know so well, going down to Mutengene, Collins. From Mutengene, we go through the Mutengene Junction, going down to Ombe. From Ombe, we enter into the seaside resort city of Libe, and then we'll go through, the beauty of the South region and the Fako division, going through Idenau, Collins, turning around, Idenau, and coming back to Central Town Limbe, and from Central Town Limbe, they will hit the road back to the city of Douala. So there will be no major stop in Limbe. There will be no ceremony in Limbe. We go through around the city of Limbe and then come back to the city of Douala, Collins.
CRTV's yellow jersey bearer, Walter Wilson Nana, thank you for your timely intervention.
You're welcome, Collins.
Anyway, from home, Amnesty International has cautioned World Football Governing Body FIFA to rigorously and transparently ensure bids to host the 2030 and 2034 Men's World Cups safeguard human rights. In a new report, the campaign groups insist the World Football Governing Body must terminate any agreement to host the tournament if human rights are jeopardized or violated. Last year, FIFA confirmed Spain, Portugal and Morocco will co-host in 2030, with the opening three matches taking place in Uruguay, Argentina and Paraguay. Saudi Arabia is the sole bidder for the 2034 tournament. FIFA says it is fully committed to upholding human rights and sustainability standards, which are recognized by the international community when staging tournaments. And that puts a cap on this edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News on the CRTV, presented by Ben Collins Nyeberiwo. Next is Kana Please.